弟兄姐妹们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在上面的跟在下面的，我们都需要有支持。
We need to support one another, whether you're sitting or standing.
刚才这首诗歌，我相信上一次唱应该是在聚会里面唱，应该是在夏令会。
I believe the last time we sang the same hymn was at during summer conference.
在这样一首美好的诗歌后面交通是非常困难。
And so after such a beautiful hymn, to share right afterwards is very difficult.
因为显得有些多余。
Because I feel like it's redundant.
但我们还是有一个小时的时间。
But we still have an hour's time.
来分享。
So that we can share.
那我所分享的内容今天比这首诗歌还要重复。
And so the content of my sharing is even more redundant from, compared to this hymn.
我不相信如果在座经常聚会的人你没有听过。
So I do believe that if you are sitting among us that you probably have heard this.
但是主的名我相信我们不怕重复的提。
However, the Lord's name, we are not afraid of repeating it over and over.
而且今天这个内容对我来讲就是碰到我里面那个柔软的地方每一次。
And the topic of today's sharing, it touches the weakest part of myself.
My soft spot.
Of my soft spot.
那而且上一周弟兄鼓励我们要奔跑。
And last week our brother encouraged us that we are to run.
如果是作为运动员的话，一定要重复。
And if you're an athlete, you need to practice.
我们操练。
We need to train.
刚才在唱这首诗歌的时候又是让我们重复的一次。
And so as we sang this hymn again, it allowed us to repeat it.
我不知道你唱这首诗歌的感觉是怎么样。
I don't know what your feeling is when we sing this hymn.
有一段我不敢抬头看歌词。
There is a portion that I dare not raise my head to look at the lyrics.
因为看到我肯定唱不出来。
Because when I look at it, it's difficult for me to sing it.
想到主的爱。
It speaks of the love of our Lord.
所以刚才我试着看 Stephen 弟兄。
And so I attempted to look at my brother Stephen.
那更麻烦。
It was more difficult.
因为他在那里好像要哭出来一样。
Because it was as if he was going to weep.
所以今天我想跟大家所要交通的。
So today in my sharing with brothers and sisters.
是很多时候一直在我们头脑里面的。
It's often something that's in our mind.
但是没有进到我们心里。
But it has not entered into our hearts.
如果进到我们心里的话
If it has entered into our hearts,
我们的生命会不一样
then our lives would be different.
所以今天我们还有学习的机会
And so today we still have an opportunity to learn.
所以今天我的题目还是延续夏令会的信息
And so today my sharing is still continuing the conference messages.
就是在爱中做利未人
That in love we are to be a Levite.
好，那我们下面还是有一个祷告
So shall we pray?
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你买赎了我们来归你。
You have purchased us to belong to you.
而且你对我们满了心意。
And yet you have such a full desire for us.
今天下面这个短短的时间。
And so in the following short amount of time.
求你帮助我们。
Do help us.
帮助我们来达到你的心意。
Help us to attain to your will.
你是让不可能成为可能的那位神。
You are the God who makes impossible possible.
我们感谢你。
So we thank you.
在信心里面，我们把下面的时间交托给你。
And so in faith, we place the following time into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我今天交通分三个部分。
Today I'm going to split my sharing into three parts.
第一个部分，我们来看看我们现在的问题在哪里。
First, we're going to take a look at where our problem is.
第二个，我们来看看利未人他们的根基就是爱。
And secondly, we're going to look at the foundation of the Levites, which is love.
第三个，我们来看怎样成为利未人。
And thirdly, we're going to look at how to become a Levite.
我会提到两点。
And there's more, two more points.
第一点就是被基督的爱激励。
First, that we are to be constrained by the love of Christ.
第二一点。
And secondly,
在爱里面奉献。
That we are to consecrate ourselves in love.
好，我们先来读两处的经节。
Let's read two passages of scripture.
第一处是在哥林多后书的第五章第十四节跟十五节。
First passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章十四十五节。
2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
第二处在罗马书第十二章的第一、第二节。
The second passage is in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书第十二章一和二节。
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
这是我们圣徒造就组最近查经的内容。
This is the content of one of the basic truth groups.
我们一直在查考罗马书。
We've always been studying the book of Romans.
现在已经查到第十四章。
And now we are in chapter 14.
我发现这些内容与夏令会我们所学到满心相信做立位人的信息非常的相关。
And I feel that this has very much to do with being a fully persuaded Levite, the conference topics.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
那我们刚才讲到今天有三个部分。第一个部分，我们的问题到底在哪里？
And so we just mentioned there are three sections today. The very first topic is, where is our problem?
我们想到有各式各样的问题。
We can think of various problems today.
在个人。
Whether it's personal.
在家庭。
In our families.
在服事上。
Or in services.
但是这些问题，如果我们去诊断的话，
However, if you're to categorize these problems,
在医学上面有这个 X 光的这个机器。
And we do know that if you're to make a diagnosis in medicine, that we have X-rays.
它可以看到里面很深的地方。
It can look deep within you.
所以今天如果我们要扫描一下的话。
And so today, if we are to also do a scan,
透过外面这些问题。
And you're to look through the outside problems,
看到什么呢？
What do you see?
具体我不知道。
And I'm not quite sure.
有一个办法。
However, there is a way.
我们想象一下。
We can imagine.
如果有一位弟兄或者姐妹住在我们家里。
That if a brother or sister lives at your home.
每天跟你在一起。
And they are with you every single day.
是不是就像那个 X 光一样，可以看到我们里面隐藏的东西？
Could it be just like that X-ray machine that which sees that which is hidden in you?
你愿不愿意请我到你们家里住一个星期？
Would you be willing to invite me to go live in your house for one week?
我不敢请你到我们家。
I dare not invite you to come to my house.
一天可能都不敢。
Because I dare not for even one day.
可能我会 lose my heart.
Because I might lose my heart.
我会失去我的这个心智。
I might lose myself, my heart.
所以我们所看到的里面的这些光景有灰心。
And so when we look at our innermost condition, we feel disappointed.
有失望。
We get discouraged.
有抱怨。
We complain.
有论断。
We criticize.
有争竞。
We argue.
还有彼此为敌。
We also compare, have dissensions.
不光是在家里这样。
Not only within our families.
在弟兄姐妹中间也有。
And the same between the brethren.
如果我们想象一下现在香港，
If we can just imagine right now in Hong Kong,
多么混乱
It's so chaotic.
有多少人在那里绝望
How many people there have lost hope?
我们周围也没有多少好的消息
And around us, there's not much good news either.
都是里面的问题
It's all inward problems.
在圣经里面记载，以色列人他们得救之后的情形也都类似
And it's also very similar to the Israelites after they were saved.
我们记得在立位人产生之前
That before we have the Levites
我请大家现在想一想以色列人他们是哪场征战伤亡最大
I want everybody to consider before the Levites happened in which battle did they have the greatest loss of casualties
哪个仇敌让他们死亡最重
Where was it that the enemy caused them to have the greatest loss of life?
是亚玛利人吗?
Was it the Amalekites?
迦南人吗?
Was it the Canaanites?
不是巴比伦人。
It's not the Babylonians.
也不是罗马人。
It's not also not the Romans.
是他们在旷野里面38年的兜圈。
It was them wandering around in the wilderness for 38 years.
超过60万的男丁死在旷野里面。
In the wilderness, more than 600,000 men died there.
在外面他们衣服都没有穿破。
Their clothes were not, did not have holes in them.
脚也没有肿。
Their feet did not swell.
这些人是出埃及的人。
These are people who had left Egypt.
他们看见神降下石灾审判埃及。
And they saw God. God had judged the Egyptians with 10 plagues.
这样大的神迹奇事
Such great miracles and signs.
他们看到红海分开让他们走干地
They saw the Red Sea part and they walked on dry land.
但是他们却死在旷野里面
And yet they perished in the wilderness.
因为他们的不信
Because of their disbelief.
在他们的里面我们看到在出埃及记第32章的里面讲到
And so within them, in Exodus 32, it tells us.
他们开始是跟随一个人
At first, they followed a man.
当摩西看不见之后
But after they could not see Moses,
他们就跟随自己里面想象的一个偶像
They followed an idol from their own imagination.
造了个金牛犊
They created this golden calf.
他们根本不知道谁是主
They did not even know who the Lord was.
而且他们自己欺骗自己
And they deceived themselves.
在那里说啊，他们次日清晨呢、啊在32章的第六节说百姓起来献燔祭和平安祭就坐下吃喝起来玩耍
In Exodus 32:6 it says the next day they rose early offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play
今天我们也来聚会
Today we also come to the meeting
说不定我还开口祷告
Perhaps I might even open up my mouth to pray
好像我献上燔祭平安祭了
As if I have offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings
回到家里面呢
And then I go home
隐藏的生活里面呢
And then in my hidden life
是不是坐下吃喝
Do I also sit down and play
起来玩耍
Get up to play
我们的追求到底是什么
What exactly are we pursuing after
我们的时间放在哪里
Where do we spend our time on
什么让我们满足呢
What satisfies us
怪不得我们软弱
No wonder we are weak
怪不得我们的头脑进不到心里面
No wonder that which is in our head does not enter into our hearts
罗马书从第12章开始是要把真理放在我们生活的实际
Romans chapter 12 begins by putting these truths into our practical everyday lives
所以今天我们就来看一看
So today let us take a look
这个失掉的一环到底在哪里
And so where exactly is the main issue
让我们不要再自己欺骗自己
So that we would no longer fool ourselves
因为神是忌邪的神
Because our God, He's a jealous God
那我们今天属灵的缘由到底是什么
So today, where is the source of our spiritual life?
教会软弱的缘由到底是什么
What is the reason for the church's weakness?
征战失败的缘由到底是什么
What is the reason for our defeat in battle?
是因为Pittman 弟兄提到特别提到根基
And so our brother Pittman, he particularly mentioned this issue of foundation
根基要在磐石上
Our foundation needs to be on the rock
才能有好的建造
so that you can have a good building.
但今天太多的房屋
Today there's so many buildings.
根基都是浅的
All of the foundations are all shallow.
我自己是学结构的
And I myself, I am in
civil engineering. 以前
In the past.
我知道这个如果上面要建得好的话这个基础有多重要
I do know that if you want a very good building, how important the foundation is.
我是在上海读的书
And I studied in Shanghai
那时候我们的老师就跟我们讲上海的这个地方要建房有多难
And so our teacher told us how difficult it was it is in order to construct in Shanghai
上海被称为上海滩
And so it is called
the Shanghai Beach
Beaches of Shanghai
因为它是这个冲击出来的平原都是堆的沙泥
Because these are the land has been is full of sand
在那里的话你找不到磐石
You cannot find rock there
但最近中国最高的一栋楼叫上海中心
And there is a place, a building called the Center of Shanghai
一共有632米高
632 meters tall
119层高
190 floors
它的重量是85万吨。
And this hundred million tons.
85万吨就是 85,000 tons.
85,000 tons.
850,000 tons.
It's really heavy. If you want to construct such a building,
它的桩要打到地下起码80米。
The concrete you need to pour down about 80 meters deep.
没有磐石，它就自己浇一个水泥的一个底座。
Because you do not have rock, you need to create your own concrete block.
要6米高。
It needs to be 6 meters high.
当时浇筑的时候，它的要求是马上一下成型。
However, when you are pouring down the concrete, you need to put it down quickly.
所以基本上所有上海的水泥车都集中在一天开始。
So all of the concrete pouring vehicles need to congregate at one time.
接近400辆水泥车。
And so you need 400 concrete vehicles at one time.
连续60个小时浇筑这个底座。
And they are pouring that concrete in 60 hours.
那我们现在想到建造的话。
And for us today, if we want to build,
一定要达到磐石。
We need to hit rock.
这才是最稳妥的。
This is the most firm.
不然什么建造都是空的。
Otherwise, any building will be empty.
所以我们的根基不稳，也不能持久。
So if our foundation is not strong, then it will not last.
缺乏这个根基，我们在服事上会疲惫。
Apart from this foundation, then our services, we will grow tired.
我们爱一个人，慢慢会不甘心。
And you will love somebody to a point where you get discouraged.
我们聚会会慢慢不经常。
And then gradually your meeting life will be inconsistent.
所以我们今天需要有一个新的眼光。
So today we need to have a new perspective.
在这个新的眼光里面，所有的事物都不一样。
And with this new perspective, everything will be different.
而且 Pittman 弟兄特别提到所有的问题都会解决。
And Brother Pittman also says that all your problems will be solved.
如果我们满心相信的话。
If you are fully persuaded.
所以如果我们的满心相信是那个桩要连接到磐石上的话。
And so if in being fully persuaded that your building, the structure is now attached to the rock.
The piles.
The piles
attached to the rock.
Is attached to the rock.
那我今天跟大家分享的就是怎么样把这个桩打下去。
Today, what I want to share is how you are to attach those piles down to the rock.
有一个力量让我们的桩可以达到这个磐石。
There is a power that allows you to be attached to the rock.
或者我们满心相信的内容里面一定要有一件事。
And so in the content or in the issue of being fully persuaded, you must have this one thing.
就是让基督的爱来激励我们。
You need to be constrained by the love of Christ.
这是我今天要做的交通。
This is my sharing today.
那我们如何来属主做利未人呢
？So how can we be of the Lord as a Levite?
我们现在要来看第二个部分。
So now let's take a look at the second part.
就是利未人的根基就是爱。
That the foundation of a Levite is love.
是那个昂贵的根基。
This is an invaluable foundation.
利未人他们就是以色列人中间的一族。
The Levites, they are a tribe among the Israelites.
所以在我们考虑利未族成为单独的考虑的之前
，So before we consider this tribe of the Levites，
我们先整个考虑以色列的民族。
Let's first think of the entire nation of Israel。
以色列原来是在埃及地做奴隶的。
Originally, the Israelites they were slaves in Egypt。
是要遭毁灭的。
And they were to be destroyed。
在第十灾的时候，他们也是要被毁灭的。
During the 10 plagues, they were also to be destroyed。
这可能跟大家的印象不太一样。
Perhaps this is different from your impression。
如果大家记得的话
，If you remember，
在十灾里面
，In the 10 plagues，
持续的提到
，It repeated over and over，
这个灾只在埃及人中间
，That this plague occurred only among the Egyptians，
不在歌珊地，就是以色列人所在的地方
，It did not occur in Goshen， the dwelling of the Israelites，
比如苍蝇之灾
，For example， the plague of the flies，
牲畜的瘟疫
，And also the illness of the beasts，
冰雹之灾
，And also the hail。
黑暗之灾
and the plague of darkness.
在黑暗之灾里面，圣经上特别记载
and the Bible specifically records that in the plague of darkness,
埃及全地都黑暗
there was great darkness all over the land of Egypt.
但在以色列人家里面有光
However, there was light in the homes of the Israelites.
到第十灾杀长子之灾的时候
and so when we come to the plague, the last plague, the plague where of the death of the firstborn sons.
唯一让以色列人可以不被灭绝的 是他们门上的血。
The only reason why the Israelites would not be killed was because of the blood put on the door frames.
因为神让他们预先预备逾越节的羔羊。
Because God allowed them to prepare first the lamb that was to be slain.
如果没有逾越节羔羊的血
，without the blood of the lamb，
灭命的天使不管你是埃及人。
The destroying angel would not care whether you're an Egyptian
或者你是以色列人
or an Israelite.
他只看门框上的血。
He would only look at the blood on the door frames.
所以我们可以说，以色列人本来也该是遭毁灭的。
So you could say that the Israelites, they were originally to be destroyed as well.
但后来他们蒙了救赎。
However, they received redemption, salvation.
而且出了埃及。
They left Egypt.
其实他们是蒙赦免的一般人。
They were a group of people who were forgiven.
是在爱中被赦免的。
They were forgiven in love.
啊，在这个赦免里面，我们一定要有一个了解。
And in this forgiveness, we need to have this understanding.
在赦免后面
，that after forgiveness，
要有人付代价。
That there needs to be a price.
有人借我的车去开的话
，if somebody is to borrow my car，
把它撞毁了
，and they crash it。
我可以赦免他
I can forgive them
原谅他
I can pardon that person
但总有人要承受这个损失
But still somebody needs to pay the price
或者是我
It could be me
或者保险公司
Or perhaps an insurance company
因为这个车被撞毁了
Because now the car is destroyed
我想大家现在应该明白一点
I believe you now understand
在我们中间有一位父亲
Among us there is a father
他的儿子从高中四年级就是十二年级开始就开始撞车
And this son of the father from his senior year in high school he started getting into car accidents
磕磕碰碰我们就不去讲了
And I'm not going to go into all the details of all the accidents
Yeah, not just
not just touch and go these type of accidents
在他12年级的时候他就把一辆车完全撞毁
He totaled an entire car in his senior year in high school
这个时候父亲怎么办呢
What was the father to do?
当时父亲想一想还是给他再来买一辆车。
The father thought about it and said, "Okay, I'm going to purchase you another car."
然后这个孩子又把第二辆车撞毁。
And then the son got the second car into another bad accident.
这个父亲当时就想，或者就算了吧。
And the father thought, perhaps we're just going to let this go now.
或者让他自己解决。
Or let him solve the problem.
但是后来，因着这个孩子的需要，他。为他预备第三辆车。
But because of the need of this child, he prepared a third vehicle for him.
后来这个孩子在去外地回来休斯顿，我还记得那天晚上。
Then when the son he was to return back to Houston after he was out of town, I still remember that night.
他把第三辆车又撞毁。
He also crashed the third vehicle.
这个时候父亲，他又给了他一辆车。
And the father again prepared another car for him.
因为这个父亲跟我们交通的时候这么讲。
Because the father, when he shared this, this is what he said.
他说：“我一想起我天上的父亲怎么为我付了代价。”
I think about how my heavenly father, the price that he paid for me.
他怎么赦免了我
？How he had forgiven me.
我就不能忍心这样来对我的孩子。
I cannot deal with my son any otherwise.
所以这第四辆车，这个孩子到现在还在开。
And so this fourth vehicle, the son is still driving it.
我想父亲最大的心愿就是这个孩子的生命得保守。
I do believe that the heart of the father is that the life of his son is still protected.
这个是神赦免的爱。
This is the love of the forgiving love of our father.
我们再想想主耶稣基督他自己。
Now let's think about our Lord Jesus himself.
因着父亲这个爱的旨意
，because of the will and the love of the Father，
我们的主耶稣基督他愿意到这个地上来
，Our Lord Jesus was willing to come to this world，
成为赎罪祭
，to become that burnt offering，
把自己献上
，and to offer himself up，
被杀在十字架上
，to be killed upon the cross，
满足父亲公义的要求，也让我们这样的罪人可以得赦免，他代替我们。付了这个死的代价。
In order to satisfy the righteous requirement of the Father, He substituted His own life for us.
有一首歌曾经这么唱过。
There is this song that says.
这首歌的题目叫 How Many Kings? 有多少君王
？The title of the song is How Many Kings?
里面这么讲。
This is what it says.
有多少君王， 从他的宝座走下来。
Because how many kings step down from their thrones?
有多少主离弃了他们的家园？
How many lords have abandoned their homes?
多少至高的为了我成为最卑微的？
How many greats have become the least for me?
有多少神为我把他的心都倾倒出来？
And how many gods have poured out their hearts?
有多少父亲把他的儿子舍弃为了我？
How many fathers gave up their sons for me?
使徒约翰在异象里面看到那天上那永远的事情。
The Apostle John, he saw the revelation in heaven.
他看到主耶稣身上带着一个他到地上来走了一趟的纪念品。
He saw something that our Lord Jesus, something that he had kept as he walked on earth.
我们经常到一个地方旅游也好。
Oftentimes when we go travel,
出差也好。
You go on a business trip.
可能会买一个纪念品。
Perhaps you might buy a souvenir.
给带回去证明我到了那个地方。
You bring back home to say this is where I have been.
我女儿就经常收集那些在冰箱上的贴磁贴。
My daughter, she collects these magnets as souvenirs.
对，看到就想到我去过那个地方。
And so when you see it, you remember, oh, I've been there.
你看到主耶稣怎么知道他来过这个地上？
So when you take a look at our Lord Jesus, how do you know that he's been here on earth?
在启示录第五章。
In Revelation chapter 5.
第六节那里讲到。
In verse 6, it tells us.
我又看见宝座与四合物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain.
就在永远里面，主耶稣身上带的纪念品。
In eternity, our Lord Jesus upon his body is carrying the souvenir.
永远不会被磨灭。
It will never be taken away.
他手上的钉痕。
And upon his hand, there are the nail prints.
谢谢姐妹。脚上的钉痕。
And on his feet, there are the nail prints.
还有他肋旁被扎的。
And we also see the scar upon his side.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
但是如果我们再读下去的话
However, if you continue to read,
在启示录的第五章
In Revelation chapter 5, verse
9, 那里面讲到主耶稣说这位羔羊就说你配拿书卷配揭开七印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神
They are speaking of the Lamb. They say to him, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
还有下面一节。
And then it continues.
又叫他们成为国民做祭司。
You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God.
归于神。
To God.
在地上执掌王权。
And they will reign upon the earth.
所以我们对神的爱的理解不能停止在救赎就为止了。
So our understanding of the love of Christ cannot just remain at salvation.
大家如果回想在路加福音的第十五章浪子的故事。
If you are to think back to the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
这个父亲把上好的袍子把戒指把鞋都穿在这个孩子身上。
This father gave to his son the best robe, the ring on his hand, the sandals on his feet.
而且说吃喝快乐
And they were eating of the fattened calf, drinking, and they were celebrating.
而且在那里面记载，这个父亲看到儿子，他是跑去迎接他。
And in the story, it records how the father ran to meet his son.
有的弟兄姐妹提到，就是在圣经里面记载我们的父神。如果这个父是代表我们父神的话
And some tell us that if this father in the story represents our heavenly father.
这可能是唯一一个地方记载我们的父神不光是站起来而且是跑着去做一件事。
This is the only recording where our Heavenly Father not only did he stood up, but he also ran.
他的欢喜这么的大。
He has such great joy.
因为我们这些不配的人回家。
Because we who are unworthy have come home.
所以我们如果看神的爱。
So if we look at God's love.
在创立世界以先，他就已经在基督里面拣选了我们。
That before the creation, the foundation of this world, he has already chosen us in Christ.
如果我们来看神的创造，
If we are to look at his creation,
人为什么被创造？
Why was man created?
就是因着爱。
It was because of love.
他拣选我们也是因着爱。
He also chose us because of love.
在雅各跟以扫中间，他就是喜爱雅各。
And among Jacob and Esau, this is whom he had chosen. It was he loved Jacob.
虽然两个都是要遭毁灭的。
Even though both were to meet death.
他救赎了这样的人。
But he has redeemed and saved such a man.
在罗马书里面讲到。
In Romans it also tells us.
他还要让这样的人成圣。得荣耀。
He wants to allow such a person to be sanctified and to be glorified.
这是何等的爱呢？
Such love.
但是讲到这里的话，我们就觉得不太可能了。
However, when we speak of this, oftentimes we think it's not very possible.
在我这次分享之前，一个关心我的人跟我讲。
And before my sharing this time, a person who cared for me said to me.
他说：“以后你少讲。”
Perhaps, don't speak as often anymore.
你讲了又行不出来怎么办呢
？Because if you speak and you can't be very clear, then what are you going to do?
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
有神的爱激励我。
The love of God constrains me.
我今天还敢站在这里。
Today I dare to stand.
虽然我不配。
Even though I am unworthy.
因为我讲的不是我做到的。
Because what I am speaking is not what I have attained to.
我讲的是我接受我相信的。
What I am speaking of is what I have accepted, what I believe in.
这不在乎我。
It doesn't matter who I am.
是在乎我信的神。
What matters is who I believe in.
是在乎那个爱我的神。
What matters is God who loves me.
爱能够让不可能成为可能。
Love allows impossible to be possible.
所以虽然当时以色列人这么败坏，这么无能。
And so even the Israelites were so foolish, so corrupt.
神怎么样看这些以色列人？
How did God look at the Israelites?
就是那个得回的儿子。
He saw them as the son who has gained back.
在出埃及记第四章。
In Exodus chapter 4.
在摩西去见法老，去带百姓出来之前。
Before Moses was to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
神对摩西这么讲。
God told Moses this.
在第二十二节。
In verse 22.
你要对法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。你还是不肯容他去。看哪，我要杀你的长子。
Then you shall say to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I said to you, Let my son go that he may serve me. But you have refused to let him go. Behold, I will kill your son, your firstborn.
这个时候，摩西还没有接受神的这个。
Here, Moses, he had not even accepted God's command yet.
而且摩西后来见到法老，他说：“容我的百姓去。”
And then later, he did tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go."
但其实神用的词是“容我的儿子去”。
However, the term that God uses, "Let my son go."
为什么有第十灾要杀埃及人的长子？
Why was it that the tenth plague that God was to kill all the firstborn son of the Egyptians?
因为以色列人在神的眼目中是如此的宝贵。
Because the Israelites are that precious in the eyes of God.
是他的长子。
They are his firstborn son.
但是很快。
But very quickly.
因着以色列人的败坏。
Because of the corruption of the Israelites.
神这样爱的心意。只能在一般人中间成为满足，叫做立位人。
This loving will of our Father of God was only accomplished in one group of people that were the Levites.
所以立位人被从以色列人中间专门分出来。
And so the Levites were particularly separated out from among the Israelites.
在民数记第一章里面这么讲。
In Numbers chapter 1, it tells us this.
耶和华告诉摩西说：“唯独立位之派你不可数点，也不可在以色列人中计算他们的总数。”
For the Lord has spoken to Moses, saying, Only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor shall you take their census among the sons of Israel.
为什么不数点利未人呢？
Why were they not to number the Levites?
大家你的感觉是怎么样？
What is your feeling about that?
因为利未人是属神的。
It's because the Levites, they belong to God.
所以这里数算的还是没有完全属神的人。
And so many of them, who were counted, they did not belong to the Lord yet.
神在这里数的是在期望中要成为儿子的。
that what God, those that he did want to count is that he wanted them to become sons.
这些人一样是属神，是神的子民。
Yes, that they are all the children of God. They are the people of God.
但利未人满足神的心意。
However, the Levites, they satisfied the heart of God.
那后来在民数记第三章。
But then later, in Numbers chapter 3,
第十一节那里面讲，耶和华吩咐摩西说，看哪，我从以色列人中选了利未人，代替以色列人中所有头胎的长子，利未人要归我，因为凡头生的是我的。我在埃及地击杀所有头生的那日，就把以色列人中所有头生的，无论是人或牲畜，都分别为圣归我，他们定要属我，我是耶和华。然后后面讲到啊，你要在第十五节，你要照利未人的宗族家世数点他们，凡一个月以外的男子都要数点。
In Numbers 3 verse 11, it says, Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now behold, I have taken the Levites from among the sons of Israel instead of every firstborn, the first issue of the womb among the sons of Israel. So the Levites shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. And on the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, from man to beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the sons of Levi by their father's households, by their families, every male from a month old and upward you shall number.
那为什么这里又要数点利未人？
So now why is God again taking a census among them?
大家也可以再想一想。
Think about it.
这数点有几个特点。
There are several characteristics about this numbering.
从一个月以上的来数。
It was counted, they were counted after they were 1 month old and above.
数点以色列人的时候是怎么数呢？
But when they were to count all of the rest of the Israelites, how did they number them?
是20岁以上能够带刀出去打仗的人。
They counted those who were 20 years old and above, those who were able to wield a sword and to go in battle.
所以这个数点是非常的不一样。
And so this numbering is very different.
而且在后面啊还提到。
And later it also mentions.
也是在民数记第三章在第46节讲。
And also in Numbers chapter 3,In verse 46,
以色列人头生的男子比利未人多了273名，必须把他们赎出来。按着人丁，照圣所的舍客勒，每人当付五舍客勒，一舍客勒就是20祭拉。
For the ransom of the 273 of the firstborns of the sons of Israel who are in excess beyond the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels apiece per head. You shall take them in terms of the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs.
所以利未人要代表以色列人头生的，一个不能多，也一个不能少。
And so the Levites, they represent the firstborn of the entire nation of Israel. You cannot have one more or one less.
所以大家，我们如果看到这些特点的话，到底告诉我们什么
？So if you take a look at these characteristics, what does it tell us?
因为利未人在神的眼中，就是他花了儿子的代价赎回来之后，代替他儿子的。
In God's eyes, that these Levites are the people after He has purchased them with the price of His very own Son, they represent His Son.
不能多也不能少。
Nothing more, nothing less.
或者说神看我们这些被救赎的人
Or in other words, when God takes a look at us who have been saved,
成为利未人的人
those who have become Levites,
就是他儿子的基督一样的生命
we have the same life as his son, Christ.
神怎么样爱基督
how God loves Christ,
他就怎么样爱这般人
is how he loves this group of people.
所以不在乎他们能不能带刀打仗
so it doesn't matter whether or not they can wield a sword and fight.
不在乎他们有没有能力
it doesn't matter they have any ability.
有没有恩赐
whether they have gifts.
是在乎他们的生命是神儿子的生命
What matters is whether or not they have the life of the Son.
所以中国人应该了解这件事
And so as Chinese, we ought to understand this.
如果我们有新生儿的话
If you have a firstborn son,
在家里面要做一件事
At home, you need to do this one thing.
英文我不知道怎么讲，叫坐月子
That you need to stay home for an entire month. It's the month at home, after the child is born.
那据说啊，在一个月之内，这个当时，尤其当时，他们这个孩子有夭折的危险。
And so, back in the olden days, the very first month of life for the child, there were some dangers.
但只要他生命稳定之后，神就算数。
However, for that 1-month-old, as long as their life is now firm and consistent, God will number that person.
所以我们看到利未人，而且他们是头生的，是要代表整个以色列。
And so God said that the Levites, they were the firstborn. They represent all of Israel.
有的时候头生在圣经里面也用另外一个词叫做初熟。
And so these firstborns, there's another term in the Bible that's called the firstfruits.
什么意思呢？就是说这一片田。
So what does it mean that this field?
都是麦子。
We have barley.
但神就要那初熟的归给我。
However, God wants the firstfruits for himself.
他的满足在于我看到这个田里已经有这个初熟的出产，就证明整块田都会归我。
When God sees the first fruits are there, then it represents that the entire field belongs to Him and He is satisfied.
所以利未人他们能够在神面前，是因为神爱的里面让他们成为儿子。
And so for the Levites to become Levites, it was because of the love of God that they were called to be the sons of God.
在神的眼光里面，他们何等的宝贵。
In God's perspective, they were very precious.
那我们再看利未人，他还有什么特点呢？
And then what is another characteristic of these Levites?
我想这个大家参加夏令会或者听到信息的都很熟悉。
For all of you who listen to the messages or were at summer conference, you're familiar with this.
就是他们不跟随偶像。
These are people who do not follow idols.
他们站在神这一边。
They stand on the side of God.
而且他们挎着刀来杀自己的人。
And they also wield the sword to kill their own.
这样来自洁。
And,
自洁。
And so they are
sanctified. 这样来对付自己。
And this is how they deal with themselves.
而且他们的侍奉就是神儿子的侍奉。
And their service is the service of the Son.
是在那个会幕最隐秘的地方来接近神。
They draw near to God in the innermost part of the tabernacle.
这是最亲近神的地方。
This is the place that's the most intimate with God.
有的时候我觉得神真是亏大了。
Sometimes I feel that God, he's lost so much.
他把基督舍弃。
He has given up his own Son.
得着的一般就算是利未人。
He's gained a group of people, even though they are Levites.
他能满足吗？
Can he truly be satisfied?
利未的祖先何等的残暴。
The tribe of Levi, they are very violent.
但是这一般人。
However, this group of people.
我们后来看出来。
We see later.
他们里面有这个复活的生命。
They have the resurrected life.
他们不是靠知识、能力和恩赐来侍奉。
They do not serve according to knowledge or gifts or ability.
这些人他们就像发芽的杖。
But they are like that budding rod.
经过一些黑夜。
After it goes through a dark night.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们回应神的爱来走十字架的道路。
Because they respond to the love of God. They're willing to walk on the way of the cross.
所以利未人的特点不光是有神的爱在他们身上。
So the characteristics of the Levi, not only do they have the love of God,
而且他们在爱里面回应神。
But they respond to God in His love.
让神成为他们的主。
Allow God to become their Lord.
这就是为什么他们能让神得满足。
This is why they do allow God's heart to be satisfied.
我听到一个原则，在爱里的原则。
And so I heard of this principle in love.
听到之后我就不能忘记。
And after I heard this, I could not forget it.
能够满足爱的是什么？
What is it that can satisfy the requirement of love?
大家想一想，金钱能满足吗？
Can money satisfy love?
我们的工作能满足什么？
Can our work also satisfy God?
交通的弟兄曾经讲过，能够满足爱的只有爱自己。
The only thing that can satisfy love is love itself.
所以爱能够使这个不可能成为可能。
That is why love can allow the impossible to be possible.
利未人是用里面那个不可能的生命，神所赐的生命来服侍这位不可能的神。
The Levites use this life, which comes from God, this impossible life within them, to satisfy this impossible, or to satisfy God.
Yeah, 那个 Pittman 弟兄曾经用这个词说神是 impossible God.
And Brother Pittman also said that our God is an impossible God.
我们学生不能大过先生。
And so as students, we cannot be, over our teacher.
神的儿子基督走过这条十字架的路。
And the Son of God, our Lord Jesus, he walked this way of the cross.
我们不能高过我们的 先生。
We cannot be higher than our Lord, our Master.
所以必须要经历黑夜，对付己。
So we need to go through the dark night and deal with the self.
所以有的时候神为了要安慰我们会赐痛苦给我们。
So sometimes God, in order to comfort us, He does allow us to go through suffering.
有的时候神为了要医治我们会把眼泪赐给我们。
Sometimes in order for us to gain healing, He will give us tears.
有的时候为了要满足他会把失望先赐给我们。
Sometimes for us to gain satisfaction, He will first allow us to encounter loss.
有的时候让我们得力量之前先把这个灰心赐给我们。
Sometimes before gaining strength, that he will allow us to feel discouragement.
为了永远的喜乐他先把悲伤赐给我们。
For in order to attain to the eternal hope, he has first given us sadness and sorrow.
训练那些爱神的人。
To train those who love God.
有一个概念就是我们不要顾念眼所见的。
There is this thought that we are not to look upon that which eyes can see.
我们顾念那些眼所不见的。
We are to pay attention to that which eyes cannot see.
所以利未人要永远服侍在神的面前。
So the Levites are to forever stand and serve before God.
必须要经历这些至赞至轻的苦楚。
We do need to go through these momentary light afflictions.
才能得着那极重无比永远的荣耀。
In order to attain to the eternal, to the incomparable glory.
所以利未人是一般让神的心意在他们身上有路可以走的人。
And so the Levites are a group of people who allow God to have a way through them.
现在我们要看看我们自己。
Now let's take a look at ourselves.
就是第三个部分。
This is the third aspect. Third.
我们怎么做利未人
？How can we be Levites?
刚才我们讲到先。第一个点我要分享的就是被基督的爱激励。
Our first point is that we are to be constrained by the love of Christ.
第二点
Secondly,
就是在爱里面奉献。
But we are to consecrate ourselves in love.
我们刚才已经读过这两处的章节。
We just read these two passages.
其实我们每一个信主的都是蒙了救赎而且被神所爱的。
All of us who are saved, we have been redeemed and loved by God.
但是只有那些答应呼召的人
However, only those who respond to his calling
被爱所激励的人
Those who have been constrained by his love
为主而活
Can live for him
他们愿意站在神这一边
They would be willing to stand on God's side
在哥林多后书的第五章
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5
这是使徒保罗在讲话
Here, Apostle Paul is speaking
使徒保罗是一个标准的利未人
The Apostle Paul, he is the standard Levite.
因为他是一个癫狂的人。
Because he was one who was foolish.
癫狂。若果癫狂是为神。
He was foolish, he was crazy for God.
Amen. 因为他是一个被爱激励的人。
Because he was constrained by the love of God.
他说啊，他在思想。
And so here he's meditating.
一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And that because one died for all, therefore all died.
并且他替众人死，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
所以在这个第一点里面，我不能再交通太多了。
So in this very first point, I can't share more.
因为我已经交通到神到底怎样爱我们。
Because I've already said how much God loves us.
如果你心里还没有感觉的话
If you have no feeling at all towards this
我只能为你祷告
I can only pray for you
如果你不知道保罗后面在被爱激励之后讲的这个话是什么意思的话
If you don't know what Paul is talking about here after saying that he is constrained, controlled by the love of Christ
我们彼此代祷
Then let's mutually pray for one another
这到底是什么意思
What exactly does this mean?
愿意我们也能够进入保罗所讲的
May we also enter into what Paul is saying?
什么叫做死了
？What does it mean to have died？
什么叫做活了
？What does it mean to now live？
因为这句话里面有几处我们觉得很矛盾。
Because here it feels that there's a bit of a paradox.
不是几处，起码有两处吧。
There's two things here that's a conflict.
第一个语法它就不对。
First, the order is incorrect.
一人既替众人死。
One died for all.
众人就都怎么样
？Therefore.What?
应该怎么样
Should have done
语法上面来讲
Logically speaking
他如果替我死
If he died for me
我还需要死吗
Do I need to die?
好那第二点
And then the second point
众人就都死了
Therefore all have died
是叫那些活着的人
So that those who now live
都死了
They're all dead.
怎么还有一些活着的人呢?
But then there's still some who are living.
这是做利未人的一个诀窍。
This is a very interesting characteristic of being a Levite.
没有一个利未人不经历这些可以做利未人。
Not one Levite who has not gone through this can be a Levite.
我们了解被爱的激励就要为主活。
We understand that being, now that we are constrained by His love, we live for Him.
怎么样活
？But now, how do we live?
现在我们就要看到在罗马书第十二章的第一、第二节。
Now let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
因为大家已经很熟悉，我就不再跟大家再一起读。
And because we're familiar with it, we're not going to read it again.
但这一节其实更难。
However, here these two verses are even more difficult.
保罗在那里说我、就是靠着神的慈悲来劝你们。
Here Paul is saying that he is going to urge us, brethren, by the mercies of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
That we are to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
所以我们在查经的时候我就问了大家一个问题。
And so in our Bible study, I asked everyone this question.
什么叫做活祭?
What's a living sacrifice?
弟兄姐妹们想一想。
Brothers and sisters, think about it.
这是罗马书第十二章的第一、第二节。
This is the first two verses of Romans 12.
是把罗马书前面所有的真理跟我们后面福音这个全备福音的生活连在一起的一个地方。
This is the place where all the truths prior to Romans chapter 12,
不光是承上启下
meet with all of the things that are coming after verse chapter 12.
让真理在一个人身上成为实际。
Now when truth needs to be reality in a person.
所以是这么重要的一个章节，我们需要了解。
It comes to this verse. It is very important. We need to understand it.
活祭
，a living sacrifice.
以前一个弟兄跟我们交通的时候提到
，a brother in the past when he shared told us，
这个人是活的
，this person is living，
但他又是死的
，and yet he's dead.
他是死的
，he's dead.
他又活了
，and yet alive.
这是活祭
，this is a living sacrifice.
所以是一个人又是个死人
So a person is both dead
又是个活人
And alive
我现在非常兴奋
And I'm very excited now
因为好像就要把它打开了
Because as if we're opening it up now I don't know how you feel
这里面讲到的是奉献
Here is speaking about consecration
死是对着自己死
You die to yourself
活是向着神活
And yet you live unto God
一个奉献的人
A person who is consecrated
基督已经为我死了。
Christ has already died for me.
我这个罪的生命。
This life of sin.
我这个己的生命。
This life of self.
要进到死地。
Needs to enter into death.
与他同死。
And have co-death.
所以再没有我自己的意愿。
Therefore, I have no longer any thoughts of myself.
没有我自己的计划。
I have no plans for myself.
没有自己的喜好。
I have no likings for myself.
没有自己时间的运用。
I don't have any usage of time for myself.
我把这个主权交给神。
The control and the lordship and the rights completely is to the Lord.
利未人从这个时候开始。
This is when a Levite begins.
为神而活。
To live for God.
在圣殿里面在会幕里面。
In the tabernacle.
把神带到人中间。
In the tent of meeting, he brings God among men.
也把人带到神中间。
And also brings man to God.
在旷野里面这四十年的生活
In the wilderness, living there for 40 years
利未人做了许多的工作
The Levites did a lot of work
所以第二代以色列人兴起的时候
And so when the second generation of the Israelites were raised up
还是六十几万人
Yes, there were still 600,000 some
他们全进到神的旨意里面
They all entered into the will of God
这是利未人他们做代表
And so the Levites as a representative
也把其他的神的子民带到神的心意里面
brought all the rest of the children of God into the will of God
必须要经过死亡
you need to go through death
也必须得着生命
you also need to gain life
奉献到底是什么
so what exactly is consecration
就是一个主权的转移
this is a transference of who owns us
就说现在我属于神
that now I belong to God
这一环怎么能够做到
How can we actually attain to this?
被基督的爱激励。
We need to be constrained by the love of Christ.
不是我听了多少的道。
It's not how many messages I've listened to.
不是我已经有多少服事。
Or how much service I have.
是你有没有被爱。
is whether or not you've been loved.
你相不相信你是被爱的人？
Do you believe that you are loved?
你接不接受这个呼召？
Will you accept this calling?
愿意分别为圣？
To be separated as holy.
不再跟以前一样？
You're no longer the same as before.
你愿意让神得喜悦？
Are you willing to allow God to be pleased with you?
因为你相信你跟基督一样的生命是要神可以得满足的。
Do you believe that you have the same life of Christ so that you can satisfy God?
这样的话，那你就可以有一个属灵的敬拜。
In such a way, you can have spiritual worship.
中文虽然讲，翻译是，你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
In Chinese, the translation says that it's a natural course. Naturally, you are to do this.
其实在原文里面讲到，你们这样的话就是属灵的侍奉。
But in the original, it says that this is your spiritual act of worship.
就是属灵的敬拜。
This is spiritual worship.
如果一个人这样去行的话，
If you are to do this,
你愿意在爱里面被爱，而且你反过来把这个爱回应给主的时候，
In love, you're willing to be loved, and you respond to God's love.
什么都不难。
Nothing is hard.
什么都可能。
Everything's possible.
这个结果。
And the results.
马上你会与世界分别。
Immediately, you will be separated from this world.
不是我们离开这个世界。
Not that you are apart from this world.
是我们不认同这个世界。
But that you are no longer of the world.
然后我们心意更新就变化了。
And then your mind, your perspective will be renewed.
我们看东西不一样了。
You'll see things differently.
你以前看到失望的东西。
Previously, you saw that which was hopeless.
因为你做了利未人。
Because now you are a Levite.
现在你里面充满了希望。
Now you are filled with hope.
你以前所不能饶恕的。
Previously, that which you could not forgive.
你现在可以在爱里面饶恕。
Now in love you can forgive.
以前你是喜欢一些世界上的东西。
Previously, you like some of the things in this world.
现在你看跟粪土一样。
Now it just looks like filth.
这不是凭着道理可以做到的。
This is not something you can do just logically.
如果一个被爱的人爱主的时候，
However, if you are loved by God and now you love God,
这就是我们的转变。
This is our change, our transformation.
弟兄姐妹们，今天如果还有你作为基督徒，
So brothers and sisters, if today you are being a Christian,
不管有多少年日，
Doesn't matter how many years,
你没有更新的话，
And you have not been renewed,
我们回到神的爱里面。
We need to come back to the love of God.
我现在可以非常欢喜地讲一件事情。
Today, now, with great joy, I want to tell you something.
就是我许多年的一个困扰。
That one hindrance after many, many years.
现在因着我关心的这个人的更新就变化了。
Because of the care of somebody who has cared for me has been renewed.
Someone I really care.
Someone I care for has been renewed.
就是我儿子的身高。
That is the height of my son.
知道的笑的都是知道的。
Those who laugh, you know.
多少年我在想我这个儿子什么时候。
For many years, I kept wondering, when?
我只是要求他比他低两年级的人稍微高一点。
I just hope that for the kids who are 2 years younger than him, that he could be a little taller than them.
他不可能跟同年级的人比。
It's impossible for him to be compared with the same age peers.
我讲的是物质身体的一个更新变化。
I'm talking about a physical renewal of the change in his physical body.
但如果我们信了神，成为基督徒，在这个地上却没有改变。
However, for us as Christians on this earth, if we are not changed,
父亲怎么能够满足？
How can the father be satisfied?
所以今天我很高兴地宣告。
So today with great joy, I proclaim.
我们家里面我儿子已经是比我高的人了。
My son in my household is now taller than me.
凡事盼望。
We have hope in all things.
凡事相信。
We have faith and belief, hope in all things.
凡事忍耐。
And we persevere and patient in all things.
不光是这样。
Not only so.
这样的人他们能够认识神永远的旨意。
This type of person can also come to know the eternal purpose of God.
我想不出还有比什么更宝贵。
I can't think of anything more precious than this.
我记得我信主不久就听到关于罗马书十二章第一、第二节的交通。
I remember not long after I was saved, I heard some sharing on Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.
听到之后我整个人就不一样。
And after I heard it, my entire person was changed.
原来神有一个永远的旨意。
Because God has an eternal purpose.
原来他的爱从起初就开始了。
His love began from the very beginning.
在我出生之前。
Even before I was born.
在世界存在之前。
Before the existence of this world.
那神为什么要付代价得着我们这些不配的人？
So why is it that God needed to pay a price to gain people who are unworthy like me?
他在我们里面得着了什么呢？
What can he gain in me?
如果你知道神的旨意，
If you know the will of God,
他在爱里面这个永远的旨意，
This eternal purpose in love,
你就知道这个旨意就是他的儿子。
You will know that this will is his son,
就是基督。
It is Christ.
但是圣经里面如果讲到基督，难道不讲教会吗？
But when the Bible talks about Christ, can he not talk about the church?
讲到羔羊，难道不讲心腹吗？
When he talks about the lamb, can he not talk about the bride?
讲到基督做头，难道不讲到他的身体吗？
When he talks about Jesus Christ as head, can we not talk about the body?
难道神的旨意不包括我们这些人吗？
When he talks about the will of God, the eternal purpose of God, can he not talk about us who are also included?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天如果你还没有听过的话，
So today, brothers and sisters, if you have not yet heard this,
神永远的旨意包括你，包括我。
God's eternal purpose includes you and me.
他如果没有得着你，没有得着我，
If he does not gain you or me,
他不满足，
Then he's not satisfied.
他的心意不完全，
His will is not yet complete.
不但是认识这个旨意，
Not only are we to know this will,
在这一节里面讲到是查验。
In this verse it says that we are to prove.
在夏令会弟兄也提到有一个老姐妹。
And our brother in summer conference also told us this elderly sister.
她在圣经里面讲这个章节我已经证实是对的。
That she would say in her Bible that this verse I have already proven that it is correct.
那就是一个 P.
And so she would put a letter P.
这个我去试验过。
And this I have tested.
T.
T.
所以一个立位人他可以来查验神这个永远的旨意。
And so a Levite can come to prove what the will of God is.
是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
It is good, acceptable, and perfect.
这都是奉献带来的果效。
These are all the results of consecration.
如果我们讲到任何的工作、生活之前，
If we talk about any other work before our life,
必须回到最基本的这一点。
We need to come back to the very foundation.
你有没有被神的爱激励过？
Have you been constrained by the love of Christ before?
你有没有被基督的爱激励过？
Have you been constrained by the love of Christ before?
或者只是良心的责备，听到人的话你照做而已。
Not just because your conscience now bothers you and you do according to what people say.
一个很悲哀的地方，
A very tragic place.
如果我们诚实的话，
If we are honest.
罗马书十二章一二节就是当初把利未人从以色列人分开的时候。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 is when the Levites are being separated out from the people.
今天我们有几百人坐在这里。
Today we have about 100 or so people.
但这一节是把你跟我跟其他人可能要分开的地方。
These verses perhaps is what separates you from other people.
因为有人会接受。
Because some of us will accept it.
但有人会拒绝。
But some will reject it.
人对奉献有错误的观点。
Man may have some wrong views of consecration.
我们觉得会遭受损失。
We think that we will suffer loss.
我跟一个弟兄交通，前一段交通到生活上我们该去行的。
And previously I have shared with a brother about some of the things we ought to do in our daily lives.
这个弟兄到后面讲了说懂了。
And our brother after our sharing, he said, I understand.
反正就是我要难受了。
He says, okay, now I'm just going to suffer.
是这样吗？
Is it so?
或者我们在奉献里面觉得太痛苦。
Or perhaps in our consecration, we think it's going to be too difficult.
很困难的。
It's so hard.
好像在他们意念里面，奉献的人我就不能工作了，我要全时间为神。
As if now that I'm consecrated, now I need to spend full time for the Lord, I can no longer work.
那谁来喂养我家里的这些人呢？
Then who will feed the people of my family?
还有觉得这个只是对少数人的呼召。
Or we think that this is only for a select few.
或者觉得我奉献一部分就好。
Or if I just consecrate one portion, it's good enough.
不要全部给神。
I don't need to give it all to God.
刚才也提到了，有的人就觉得。
And we've mentioned before, some felt.
对不起，或者说觉得这个奉献一次就好。
Or perhaps some may think that if I consecrate once, it's enough.
其实天天都要奉献。
Actually, we need to consecrate daily.
是全人的奉献。
You consecrate your entire being.
本来我们被重价买赎的人属于神是理所应当的。
Yes, it's a natural course that we offer ourselves up to him because we've been purchased by a heavy price.
但因着我们里面这个错误的观念。
But because of our misconceptions,
我们不愿意接受。
We're not willing to accept it.
不愿意把自己献上。
We're not willing to offer ourselves.
所以这个时候又显出神的爱。
So here we see the love of God again.
因为保罗就像摩西当时呼召利未人一样在这里呼召。
Because Paul is calling just like Moses when he called the Israelites at the same time, same thing.
神在爱中来劝我们。
God in love is beseeching us.
神不会强迫一个人。
God will never force a person.
他付了这么大的代价。
He paid such a heavy price.
但他还是愿意等。
And yet he's still willing to wait.
今天我们如果对神的话没有感觉。
Today, if you have no feeling towards God,
神宁愿等。
God is willing to wait for you.
我也希望这样的信息在我们中间一直被重复。
I am also willing to allow these messages to constantly repeat among us.
直到我们彼此激励能够在爱里面来服侍神。
So that we can mutually encourage one another to serve God in love.
所以只有在爱的根基里面才能够成为活祭。
So only in the foundation of love can we be a living sacrifice.
那也许在我们中间也有人问。
Perhaps some among us may also ask.
我已经知道我怎么知道我愿意但是我怎么知道我已经奉献了。
I am willing, but how do I know that I am fully consecrated?
那我就讲一个小小的例子。
Let me give you a small example.
这是一个真利未人。
It is an example of a true Levite.
这是在圣经里面约翰福音第二十章所记载。
This is a recording in John chapter 20.
这里面讲到一个妇女叫抹大拉的玛利亚。
Here there's a woman named Mary Magdalene.
这个妇女是第一个看到复活的主的。
This woman was the very first person to see the resurrected Lord.
其实在当时妇女是不被看重的。
Previously, we know that women were very looked down upon.
如果一个最大的信息就是主耶稣复活了而且要升天这个事情是借着一个妇女口里传出来的话。
The greatest message, which is our Lord who has now resurrected, now this message was to be preached through the mouth of a woman.
它的可信性它的这个重要性可能都要打折扣。
And so perhaps this importance of this message, perhaps it might suffer loss because she is a woman.
但是圣经是如实的记载，是抹大拉的玛利亚第一个见到复活的主。
However, the Bible very clearly records that this was Mary of Magdalene, the very first person to meet the Lord.
怎么知道你奉献了没有
？So how do you know that you've been consecrated?
就看你爱主到什么地步了。
We need to look at to what point do you love him?
你要爱主爱到你要见他的面。
You want to love him until the point where you see his face.
这个抹大拉的玛利亚曾经有七个鬼从他身上被主赶出去。
Mary Magdalene has seven demons cast out from her.
她是蒙救赎在爱里面被洁净。
And she was cleansed and sanctified in love.
所以当主耶稣上十字架被杀之后。
And so after our Lord Jesus, he was crucified and died upon the cross.
他这个人已经不可能回到原来的生活里面。
It was impossible for her to return back to her previous life.
他一定要见主的面。
She must see the face of the Lord.
所以他找不到主的尸体。
So she could not find the body of her Lord.
就告诉门徒。
So she told the disciples.
彼得。
Peter.
还有耶稣所爱的约翰。
And also the one whom Jesus loved, John.
他们两个都到坟墓去看。
The two of them went to the tomb to look.
真像玛利亚讲的，主耶稣不在，是个空坟墓。
And just like what Mary said, it was an empty tomb.
然后这两个门徒怎么样？
And these two disciples, what did
they do? 跟主耶稣生活了三年半的时间。
They lived with the Lord for 3.5 years.
他们看见之后。
After they saw.
在约翰福音二十章第十节这么讲。
John chapter 20 verse 10 it says.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
And so these two disciples went back to their own homes.
看不见主了。
They couldn't see the Lord anymore.
他们还可以回到原来的生活。
They went back to their own lives.
第十一节
Verse 11,
玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭。
But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping.
因为她不知道人把主放在哪里。
Because she didn't know where they put her Lord.
所以她就去找主。
So she went to look for her Lord.
她问过天使。
She asked the angels.
耶稣已经站在她面前向她显现了。
And even Jesus, who was standing right in front of her, who had appeared to her.
他也问耶稣
She asked Jesus,
你把我的主放在哪里
Where have you placed my Lord?
你要放了的话 移走了他的话你告诉我他在哪里
If you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him and I will take him away.
耶稣问他妇人你为什么哭啊
And so the Lord Jesus asked him, woman, why are you weeping?
而且后来叫他的名字说玛利亚
and later called her name Mary.
玛利亚这时候转过来。
And now Mary turned.
来称呼主耶稣夫子。
And now said to him Rabboni, which means teacher.
她见到了主。
Now she met the Lord.
她找主，现在找到主之后，她会做什么
？Now that she found the Lord, what was she to do?
这里面讲到一句很奇怪的话。
Here it tells us something very strange.
这是中文翻译的问题。
And this is a problem in the Chinese translation.
主耶稣说不要摸我。
In Chinese it says, do not touch me.
玛利亚做了什么？
What did Mary do?
因为主耶稣后来明明地跟多马讲，你要不信的话，你把手探进我的肋旁。
Because later Jesus said to Thomas, if you do not believe, place your hand here upon my side.
耶稣是可以被摸的。
He could be touched.
但是这里面讲到不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
Here the Lord says, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father."
如果你听英文的话，就听出来了。
But in English it says clinging.
Clinging, 或者是 hold on.
She was holding on to him.
她把她人整个人的重量。
She placed her entire weight.
抓在主耶稣的身上。
She clung on to him.
不让他走。
Did not allow him to leave.
主耶稣说你再这么抓住我不能上天上。
He said, if you cling to me, I cannot ascend to my Father.
现在你懂了吗？
Do you understand?
玛利亚不愿意让主走。
Mary did not want her Lord to depart.
她不是摸主耶稣一下就好了。
She wasn't just touching him for a little bit.
主耶稣后来就把一个托付给她。
So then the Lord commanded her.
说你往我弟兄那里去。
An entrustment, go to my brethren.
做一个爱主的人，神会教导我们该做什么。
And so if you are one who loves the Lord will tell you, teach you what to do.
无论现在你是家庭主妇。
Whether you're a stay-at-home mom.
你或者是一个忙碌的工人。
Or you're a busy worker.
或者你是在学校做学生的。
Or you're a student at school.
不管有没有排你的服事。
It doesn't matter whether your name is on the schedule to serve.
甚至你的服事是在服事表的右边还是左边。
It doesn't matter whether your service is on the left or on the right on the schedule.
有人总觉得左边的服事比右边要重要。
Some people think that only the services on the left side of the schedule is more important than the people placed on the right.
可能利未人要从左往右数。
Perhaps the Levites, you need to count them starting from the left to the right.
所以不论你是在健康还是在疾病。
It doesn't matter whether you are ill or you are healthy.
如果你爱主的。
If you love the Lord.
你就为主而活。
You will live for the Lord.
我想问在我们中间一位亲爱的姐妹。
I want to ask our dear sister who is among us.
我们如果知道的话，这个姐妹现在是癌症的晚期。
We know that our sister is in the late stages of cancer.
医生已经停止治疗。
The doctors have already stopped treatment.
姐妹，我们愿意，我想问问你，你要让大家听见的话，你现在活着是为什么
？Sister, why do you live now? For Jesus.
Amen. 好，请坐。
Thank you.
对不起，昨天我没机会跟你去吃中饭。
Sorry, I did not have an opportunity to have lunch with you yesterday.
不在乎你能做什么。
It doesn't matter what you are able to do.
所以我相信我们的姐妹已经准备好迎接她的主。
Because I do believe our sister is already ready to meet her Lord.
我羡慕我的姐妹。
I admire my sister.
我相信在这个信息结束之后。
I do believe that after this message concludes.
我们要面对原来所面对所有的问题。
We're still going to meet the same problems that we will meet.
但是如果你被神的爱激励的话
However, if you have been constrained by the love of Christ
知道你是被爱
You know that you are loved
知道你是在神的旨意里
That you are in the will of God
你愿意活出这个旨意的话
You're willing to live out this will
今天没有人可以教导你该做什么
Today, nobody could teach you, show you what you are to do
你要自己直接到神面前去问
You have to go directly to the Lord and ask Him
因为主知道
Because the Lord knows.
也许神让你放下这个世上的忧虑
Perhaps God wants you to put down the worries of this world.
也许神让你要为一直缠累你的一个罪悔改
Perhaps you need to ask and repent from a sin that is encumbering you.
也许你是要饶恕一个人
Perhaps you need to forgive someone.
也许每天你就是打开圣经读一读他圣洁的话语。
Maybe it's simply just to open up God's word every day to read some of His words.
也许你在忙碌里面你停下来吗
？Perhaps in your busyness, you are just merely to stop.
花几分钟亲近神。
To spend a few minutes to draw near to God.
难道神不值得我们到他面前吗
？Does He not deserve for us to come before Him?
我们蒙了何等大的救赎。
We have received such a great redemption.
也许跟孩子除了讲功课学业之外。
Perhaps apart from just helping our children with homework,
关心一下他属灵的生活
care about their spiritual lives,
甚至自己做榜样
be an example.
也许你为聚会祷告
perhaps pray for the meeting,
站在破口里面
to stand in the gap.
也许你为在香港主里的肢体祷告
and perhaps pray for those who are in Hong Kong, those who are in the Lord in Hong Kong.
在混乱的时候做光的见证
in chaos, be a testimony of light.
神知道
God knows.
我的时间就停在这里。
My time will conclude.
下面我想我们还是用这首诗歌做一个回应的祷告。
Shall we also use this hymn again as a response in prayer?
我们来唱第一、第三节吧。
Let's sing stanza 1 and 3 of hymn 306.